USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia's currency is tumbling after Western nations agreed to put crippling sanctions on the country's financial sector in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's working.
This is makes it very difficult for President Putin and the Russian government not only to do business, but also to help fund a greater expansion of their military.
The ruble fell about 30% against the American dollar, making it worth less than one U.S. cent after the U.S., European Union, and United Kingdom announced their moves to block some Russian banks from the SWIFT international payment system. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the statewide school mask mandate will be ending on Wednesday. Shortly after that, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the vaccine mandates for bars, restaurants, and theaters could end as soon as March 7th. The state's mandate will be lifted, but local officials will still maintain the authority to require masks indoors. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.